only comes the Gemar Bia. That's what he says. We'll assume that, take it on face for the moment. Not comes the Gemar Bia. Post the Bama Sman says. Not comes the Gemar Bia. The din of Rodev, the din of Rodev, hold on a second. The Chiyav Mis of Rodev starts when? Baharo. But what are you telling me, Kilim? What are you meaning for? Tosni Bamas Mantef. Not Kanz Gemar Bia. The din of Rodev, the din of Rodev, hold on a second. The Chiyav Mis of Rodev starts when? Baharo. So what are you telling me, Kilim? What are you meaning for? On the Gemar Bia, which is the moment of truth, as far as Knas is concerned, you're no longer a Rode. You know, by the way, you can only kill a Rode before he committed the crime. If you see someone ruining up the shimmers, and it's like a picture of the, well, you can't see this anymore. So just imagine that maybe once in your life you did see the TV, maybe. And you saw a cowboy show, and you see the good guys going after the bad guys, and the good guy is, and the bad guy trying to shoot another good guy, and the gunfire back and forth, back and forth. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen on TV. The bad guy succeeds in killing a good guy. Once that happens, the cop has no right to kill the bad guy. I mean, of course, the bad guy will kill them, whatever, but you can't just kill them on the road. The sheriff, huh? They do sometimes, they accuse unfortunately Chayal Tzal doing such things. Or the truth, or not truth, I don't know. I mean, there's no comment they're allowed to, I don't know what the thing is, but I'm talking about a plain, classical case. They talk about it here in New York, with the NYPD. If someone, everyone agrees, I think that the NYPD agrees, that there's a road there if you can kill him. No, they don't dispute that. But the law says, what do you mean there's a road there? He already killed him, and it was too late to save that guy's life. You have no right to kill the murderer unless you bring him to court and go through the whole rigmarole. You can't kill him on the street. It's a fact, hey, this guy's already on his road day. He did the harah. The harah now, so he was already over the east of Gilead, right? She's already nifkema. It's not time, it's not the when. So the Gemar Bia is not a road day at that moment. So why isn't there a Chiyav Knas? Why does it come up with Adam in it? This was it. This was it. Amazing answer. Huh? The Gemara suggests killing the Rabbi Minei in Sanhedrin 9 Gimel. Fet Tosfos, not true. The Haro is already the end of the status of Rodei. And the Chiyav Knas comes with Gemara Bia. The Chiyav Knas comes after the Chiyav Misa. He's not a Rodei at that moment. Because of the Kivega, a brilliant analysis. And this goes to the root of Kivlei. So it'll come up again and again. But the Kivega is like this, a Chiddush Gadol in Kivlei. You know what Kivlei means? Kashrus definition. Kivlei means that thou as I do, as if I didn't do it. Paying attention. Kivlei means thou as I do, as if I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Did it happen? Yeah, someone else did it. He did it, but I'll feel love as if someone else did. Oh, hold on. How's everything you feel like? Well, what happened if somebody else really did it? Let's say someone else. X did her role. And if X did her role on this woman, why did my be? So why would it be possible? Because X really did her role. She already nipped the mushroom. Royal Ashar of Sulim, the wild, we discussed a little bit last week. So why is something to be possible? In this case, there's only one guy. X. There ain't no Y. Only X. X did two things. What are the two things that he did? He did Haro, and what else did he do? His Gemar Bia. Right? Now, you mean to tell me that X should be Tosef? The same reason we did before. Stop! After Haro, stop! Now it's going to be a Bula. Now it's going to be a Bia, it's going to be a Bula. And I'm tired. What's the answer? Three words. Three words. I said before three times. What are the three words? Bahaki, Kive, Rahmana. That's the case of the Torah made you tired. When you did a regular beer. True. If you take a millisecond and say, stop! After the Haro, so then in that split second, she's already a Bula, and you didn't do the beer yet, so you can derail with your finger, then maybe you shouldn't be in a Chiyuv Knav. Hak v'shakov. Bahaki, Kive, Rahmana. But that's only true, says the Biki Vegir, but one way did the whole thing. So the Torah says, you make him cry. But if somebody else did the first part, Reuben did Ara and Shimon did Igmar Bia, Shimon is certainly called the Miknat. And now, says the Biki Vegir, if Reuben did the whole thing, but in the first half, in the Ara, Reuben is under the cloud of what? Four words. What? Kill that Rabbi Day. So even though Reuben did it, since Shimon did it, as the new definition of kill the Rabbi, and even though Reuben did it, it's as if Shimon did it, and if Shimon would have done it, so then Reuben would not have been tied to not because he's ready to ready for Ula. So therefore, in this kind of case, there's no Peter Knott. Even though he did the whole thing, but he did the whole thing. But I'll be a lot later to do the whole thing. So the first half of the thing was on the skin of the other end, it's Chayav Nisa. And then that first half is Chayav Nisa for, so the skin of the other end is as if somebody else did it. And if someone else would have really done it, then you would be to the Bula. That's what the Kivagan's brilliant analysis in answering the God of Tolos Yuvamas and the Gemara of the 99 Gimel. Says the Afikayam, once you understand Rabbi Kivega's mindset, we just carry it over one step in the case of not with an arrow, move it over to a case of what? Achila Truma. If one guy eats Truma and he's not a Kohen, he'll say, well, hey, what's going on over here? First he chews it up. He chews it up, it's already used up, and then he swallows it. Not going to have to be tired. What's the answer? Three words. What's the answer? Vahaki, Kive, Rahmana. The moment the guy is tired of Kimberly to the Avenue, for the first part, then the student is what? Come on, what? Come on. As if what? Somebody else chew it up, or well, somebody else would chew it up, and then I would start to eat it, then I would not be tired. So that's what the Tolos Yishanim is saying. Let me read you the lush of the Afikayam, it's so beautiful. Look at this. Tolos Yishanim thought in the Kasha, that to Leisa, it was Niskalkel, Minaskalala Chuma. So how do you ever have a cake? You have to say, Bahaki, Chiva Rahmana. But if someone else would chew it up, you certainly would be potter. Okay? If the answer is that they want to now understand, Kave and the last say Kanye, Mishayev and Avshalohavi ad the Bola. Listen carefully. The Kave and the Bono, Lechayev on Misa, Mishum the Hale Isa Hoya Al Yodo. The imlok and akhari kvon is chalala im kain ma ta le isa shalo gorem es achiyuv. So the isa is a part, is a cause of the chiyuv. The eich nechayiv omomen ah ha le isa shigorem es misa umemela keim ad yev shal chayiv shnei hadrina le dina de kinna b'nei avimidei. The chayev b'misa u'potam imamah. So the Torah's child is asking in effect Mimarasha. That's what he means. But from the Gemara's Kasha, you see, you don't say Behavdi Chiva Rachmana. So then it's Arav Shver. Why you Chayav? Achrei the Kvar Nishala Bili Yisosa V'yosi Shapir. So the Afike Yam ties this in to the Rabbi Kiva. Let's repeat one more time the Rabbi Kiva. One more time. Rabbi Kiva said like this, that if I do something and I'm at a moment that I'm Chayav Misa, it's as if somebody else did it. I couldn't, you can't blame me for doing it. I'm already Chayav Misa. So it's better than, right? So it's as if someone else did it. That's the whole bar of killing Rabbi. Someone else did it. So therefore, ordinarily speaking, for not to the special kiddush of the Hafi Kibra Rachmana, it would be a case of Chayav Misa. You can never have a, it's like this. So every single case of Tanakh, let's start all over again. Every single case of Tanakh, Rabotai, is Kizbachi Rachmana. Because the first comes a Harah. Harah makes it into Bu'ula. And then other times appear in the Bagamarabia, those are even a Bu'ula by definition. The answer is Kizbachi Rachmana. But you throw in Rode, you throw in an extra factor. What is an extra factor? At the moment of the hara, I'm Chayav Misa, that means I did it, somebody else did it. If someone could really do it, we'd say Kimle. That would be Shesh to Be'ula. Yeah, too, that's the last more cash in Sanhedrin. More cash is, why you Chayav Misa Kimle? But the derodev is gone before the Chi of Tanakh really comes into effect. True. But it's the Chiyav Rodek makes the Harah that somebody else did it, there's no longer the Hach Chiyav Rachmana, therefore you have to deal with the Be'ula. No Chiyav Tanakh. So the Chi Vega says. Similarly over here when it comes to the case of the East of Truma, Yikayan says, what it means is like this. We asked the Kasha before, to say it never Chayav. If you're going to say it to Kasha, means the last day, came with the last day, it's Kalkel. And we should say this Kalkel, so it's already this Kalel. The Kulelis, the Omedis, he should never have a case where a guy is Chayav Misa and Truma. Once he chooses, it's this Kalkel, and it's all over. What's the answer? Bahaki, come on. Bahaki what? Bahaki Chivir Rachmana. So Bahaki Chivir Rachmana, and the question becomes, so what's the most Kasha over here? The most Kasha, that it's splitting it in half, is the last day Kanye, etc. No, we don't split it there. We say Bab Kiva Rachmana. That's the problem. The post is showing him answer by saying, oh no, the facts are wrong. Here when it comes to the what do you call? To the Truma. Even if somebody else would have chewed it, I'd still be Chayav Misa. Why? Not used up. Not the same as Truma with the Kohen Sofa. That's what the Afika Yamsa's track in the Torah Shishon. Very interesting idea. Which is based upon the Arabic Yivei. Alright? Just one case, the whole thing. Simon Lama's catch in Kelly's base. Yes? Well, the Kivega suggests that the Pshad and Kimleh, but the Rabbanan is like this. I'm Chayav Misa for something. Reuben is Chayav Misa for something. So if Reuben is Chayav Misa for something, at that moment, all legalistically, we can only look at Reuben from the perspective of the Chayav Misa. Any other Chiyuvim, Reuben's not there. Because that's exactly the point. The only punishment for one thing that he did. At that moment, he did a Chi of Misa. Now you're going to come talk about a Chi of 1 second. We're talking about a Chi of moment. Say, Reuben? Reuben didn't do that. Reuben did a Chi of Misa at that moment. Reuben didn't do any Chi of moment at that moment. So the Hara, which was when it's been a Rode, Reuben is now, from the perspective of Chi of moment, wasn't there. So Ivish is now looking at Misa. Hara was done. Yeah, George did it. Willie did it. So whatever. No, I did it. What? I know that. Of course, in fact, Reuven did it. We know Reuven did it. No. But our pidin is if Shimon did it. No, that's exactly, we're saying the same thing. Of course Reuven did it. And Chiyav Misa, Reuven did it, Reuven's Chiyav Misa. And you see Reuven doing this action, this reprehensible act of a harah on this woman, you could kill him at that moment. Because, besides, because you have a right to kill Reuven at that moment, from the perspective of any monetary Reuven saying, what Reuven? Reuven's dead. Reuven stopped breathing then, because no one could have killed him. There is no Reuven in monetary matter. Reuven is considered a Chayim Misa. That's the definition of Kimei Kwan Deo Bekivei. Very interesting, yes.
Isn't there a difference between he didn't do it and someone else did it?
Well, it happened.
It happened. It
immaculate. Oh, no, the Immaculate Harah. It's just one step away from Immaculate Conception, no? Immaculate Harah. Happened by itself. Okay, good enough. Good enough.
Would we necessarily come out to everything else that if someone else?
Yeah. We don't need someone else. We'll have an Immaculate. I don't mind. It's an Immaculate Chakra.
Happened
by itself. I don't care. We, see, Rabbi Kivei couldn't imagine this Immaculate Conception. So he said, as if someone else did it. It's as if, have myself. Okay, have it your way. That's not the point. Yeah. Don't stop the camera. Don't stop the go one big act. That's how he phrases. That's how he rephrases. Listen, nobody did it. That's what follows me. That's what nobody did it. Yeah, that's. By the way, did anyone finish the Tosfos Rav Ashi? Who finished Tosfos Rav Ashi? Raise your hand. That's not my mama. Who finished Tosfos Rav Ashi? Raise your hand hard. How many guys finished it? That's it? Oh, fool. All right. Because the Tosfos Rav Ashi is also in the Rodek. They bring in Rodek too. Okay. So you'll see, you should know that about Rodek. Rodek is considered a Kimlet. Why is the Rodek, right? Correct. That's what we're looking for.
Only
But after he had beer with a bula, not his own, immaculate. And I tell you, you want to phrase it that way, it's probably me. Yeah. Yaakov has a good point. Yaakov says, if you'll tell me that the pshat is as if it's done by itself or someone else did it, there shouldn't be a chiyuv of his neshamayim. That's the question. That definition of kimlat rabne should lead to a conclusion as not even a chiyuv to his neshamayim. No, I'm talking about a general term. If you define kimlat, if I didn't do it, there should be no chiyuv of his neshamayim either. I know, I'm talking about a general. I know that. That's in this particular case, not a row, but in general. He's asking a question on the general definition of a kivay. It's a very good question. We'll have to discuss it. It's a very good question. But it's premature. Even Rabbi Kivay is premature. We only mention it now because Rabbi Kivay says it in the Flam and Alephon Bay. Rabbi Kivay is a real point. We're not up to it yet. I will introduce it just because of this post Nishon. Oh. Rabotai, I have to tell you, we spoke before about the very first siman in the Sefer. The first siman in the Sefer, Divrei Yecheskel, if you had a few times already, is about Tumas Mashkin. Now, Tumas Mashkin is rather esoteric. Most of us don't learn Shabbos after Yudalad, where the whole sugya is too much mashmi, what you drink is tummy, makes you tummy. Oh, who learns these things? Yudchei Dovah. Most of us don't learn these things. Most of us don't learn these things. But the Rashba learns, not surprising. And the Rashba, after Yudalad and Shabbos, when he learns the sugya, says something amazing. Ena Finami, he says, if I put shroom in my mouth and I chew it up, it's in my throat, it's already in the scholar. Wait, slowly. And midoraisa, I can be mitamei. It's really tough to do that. Well, not so tough. While it's in my mouth, I'll take something else, I'll drink mashmash tamei. That's exactly what the case is talking about over there. It'll be coming to my show, whatever it'll be. So the Rajman it says, with the Raisa, it's talking about a problem. It's a skalala. If it's a skalala, why can't I swallow it? You learn in the Mishnah Truma, Tarek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, that if I have Truma in my throat, and suddenly it becomes something. But you're not supposed to swallow it. Why not? Once in my throat there's a scholar, it's not Truma anymore, so then why can't I swallow it? So the Rasmus is the favorite, but it's only up to the Rabbana. The Rabbana. So I can't swallow the Rabbana, I can't swallow it. And therefore they didn't make a Gzeira on Ocho Mashkin Tmeim, that's the concept of the Rashba. That's the case, Rabotai, you have an interesting problem. The Torah is Yishan of an Aladak says, so when you chew Truma, it's not used up yet. It still is Truma, with all the Kedushin and Tahara that Truma has. But the Rajman Shabbat Yudalas can say not that way. So once you chew it, and it's now in your mouth, it's already ice. It's already no longer Truma. So if it's no longer Truma, the problem becomes Gaval. How do you enter the Torah Yishan's Kasha? They answer that if you chew it, it's not considered used up yet. But so the Rashba seems to disagree. Give me a Cheskel. Simon Aleph says that you have to distinguish according to the Rashba with the distinction that I mentioned to you earlier today that might work according to Rav Velvela, which is Tosi Shaman Yuma suggested and rejected. A distinction between Be'ister and Beheter. If it was used the Easter as our Gemara is referring to, Zar Shachal Truma, then it's not used up, but it was not in the Kal, wasn't used in the Mitzvah. All the cases discussed earlier there, it was a Kohen already ate the Truma, the Kohen did a Mitzvah the Truma, and in the middle of that it became Tumah, etc. There it was already in the Kal, it was already used up properly. So then the Rashba holds that the Domina Torah, so long as it's out of the Truma. Atkan, Divya Chesko, Simonal. Okay. Rabotai, this concludes my Kiddush from yesterday and today with the, what we call the Abed Rider, with the accessories. We now turn our attention in the remaining part of today's Shia to a very interesting question. Very, very fascinating question. Listen carefully. Let's look in Rashi. Let's do the Gemara first. Rabbi said it's time to review the Gemara. And we haven't seen the Gemara today yet. But we're learning the stuff of Subas with your information. Subas went up Lama Mazay. I mean, we saw it all through Shonen, but we haven't even seen the Gemara Rashi yet. What does it say over here? Tazer again. Read the whole Gemara again, okay? Ula baye potur. Let's chaz over mamish the whole Gemara. Ula baye potur. A baye holds the bishop of the Shemaim was like Torah. Well, the Gemara is going to be a potur because the Kinnah Rav in it. Praise the Gemara. Bamar Rav Chisto. I'm halfway down. Moli of the Chudya ben Akona begonav chelbo shal chavera ba acholo shu chayav why? Shekon is chayav in Geneva kona shebole da Yitzhak chelit. Amad in Aidna, the Agbe Kanye, Mishayev, and Asher Lohava, Ad Ochale. So therefore, the Chiyav, what? The Chiyav Nomad comes first. Ochaname, the Aidna, the Agbe Kanye, Mishayev, and Asher Lohava, Ad Ochale. So therefore, what kind of Kimle quanta buy on if he's Truma? What kind of kimle? It is all shachat tumah is kimle. It's not shayach the chiyum amal came before the chiyum misa. Answer the Gemara. Hachav b'vay avkinan, which is tachal lachaveh l'tof piv. Back to the Gemara. So came in the last day, Kanye, Mitzchaya b'nav shalah avi ad the blah. So again, it's in different order. After the Gemara, so she's tachal lachaveh beis habliyah. Stick it right into the beis habliyah, into the throat, not into the mouth, into the throat. And he done it. Either matzal adura, nehada. Let him give it back. And if he doesn't give it back, why is he chayav? We said one of two reasons. Either what? One of two reasons. Either gazlan or what? Or mazik. Right? Ilo matula dure amai chayav. What do you mean amai chayav? Amai chayav what? Big time, my folks. What does it mean amai chayav? If someone sticks it in my throat and I cannot expel it, why am I chayav? Why am I chayav what? Says Rashi. He lomas adur amai chayav what? Miso. Anusu. This is Shitas Rashi. Hold on. What about Mammon? Oh, you didn't the kasha. What about Mammon? Am I chayav Mammon or am I not chayav Mammon? You get the impression of Rashi that what? You're chayav Mammon. Even though you're an honest. Watch that thing. You know. Rashi says, Idlo Mashi Ladur am I chayav Misa. Honest to. So Misa not chayav.
Kavachol Mammon.
Why do they call the phone? My carrot. I could pot that myself and meet them before Mama.
Oh. Should you say something old and the guy that you meet
yourself? No. Well, that's the whole part of this whole discussion. The kiss of the Pasha of Shana Rashi is your partner from Misa, but your Chayim and Mama. Okay. We'll come to that a little bit later. The first question. All right. What are we trying to start with in our sugya? Kimle, put it out right? Hold on. So the Gemara is bothered. What are you talking about Kimle Abinei? It's a chayev, listen carefully. As a chayev misa. Right? Why is it chayev misa? It's an honor. You see from Rashi, plur, a chayev misa, often, you don't say Kimle. Now hold your horse. The call would be absolutely zero for that. Why? Because Rashi already said about the bigger Kiddush. You read about the Kiddush last week. Rashi says both of the Sakhim and the Kiddush here in the Kiddush as well. And we mentioned it to Yeshua and everybody else. I think it was now Shom, Rav Shiv, somebody said it as well. Rashi holds that although he passed like part of the Beit Chizki, that's chad. Everyone look at the song of Lamed Hey. Where's Tana the Beit Chizki? Where is it? Lamed Hey, no? Look inside. Get the words straight. These words should be clear to you. What's Tana the Beit Chizki? What did they say? What Tana the Beit Chizki, it's found in Shas in five places there. Why is it Subis? Why is it that the comment? It's on the bottom if they give you the other man with them. What did he say? Maka Adam Umaka Behema. Those were. What does it say in the Pasuk? I think it's in Parshat Emor, no? Make Adam Yishalmena. No. Make Behema Yishalmena Umake Adam Yumot. Right? Doesn't say that? It's Parshat Emor at the end, I think it says that. So the two next to each other. Maka Adam and Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema lo chilak the bow ben shogei ben mezu ben miskaven shen miskaven ben derech kibidu ben derech aliyah. The poshim in moment lo chayv a moment. You're always chayv a moment no matter what. Af Maka Adam lo chil zol taklas bow ben shogei ben mezu ben miskaven shen miskaven ben derech kibidu ben derech aliyah lo chayv a moment. Hello, the poshim in moment. Period. It was said in the Gemara, the Tana the Beit Chizki. Okay? Rashi already told us that the only time Chizki said is in is by Chayvin Mitzvah Bezdin. Chayvei mitzvahs beis and shogiyin are potter mimamrus. But chayvei korah shogiyin, according to Rashi, what? It's what? It's chayav mamrus. That's the whole assumption of Rashi before. Against Tosfos. Right? So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So of course, madach Rashi holds that chayvei mitzvahs beis and shogiyin is chayav mamrus. Kavachomer chayvei mitzvahs, chayvei mitzvahs. What did you say? Best? What did I say? I made it sound wrong. Mada chayvei mitzvahs. Did they shamayim? Shogiyin is chayav mamon. Kavachomer what? Chayvei mitzvahs. Did they shamayim? Onsin is chayav mamon. Onsin is the less of a sin than shogiyin. Shogiyin, you didn't make a mistake. Onsin was against your will. You couldn't help it. So Rashi is no chiddush. Rabbi Kiyegis says, What'll happen in according to Rashi in Chayvei Mitzvahs Bezdin Onsen? Would you say that the Tana of Echizkiah extends to Ones or not? We just read a whole bunch of the conditions. It's not Flamin Hamin Al. What do we read? We read what? Shogeg, Mezid, Enam Eskamein, Derech Arida, Derech Aliyah. The word Ones not found. Not found. More than the Chayvei Mitzvahs Bezdin Onsen. So the answer can be found in the Shita Yeshana. The Shita Yeshana is the favorite from all time, Yechayv. Although Chayv is Mitzvah Bezin B'Shogei, it's Potter Nimamim. Chayv is Bezin B'Ones is Chayv Nimamim. What does it depend upon? It's an old story. When was it my shield last year should notice Klara? Even though it's the Wadayah should notice. Who had Baba Kami here? Raise your hand. You did raise your hand. Come on. That's it? No. You may have heard of a Beferish of Mishnah, famous Mishnah. Oda Mua Liola. We'll finish it up. Ben Mazes, Ben Shogay, Ben Onis, Ben Rosman. Whatever it may be. Should we take it literally or not? The Tosfos says Baba Kami and Baba Matthias don't believe it. Who was in Yeshiva here last year? Any Yeshiva? You didn't learn. Not the beginning of Ashol, it's the reference to the Gemara Ashol, but it's told earlier. It's a distinguished between what they call Ones Ke'en Geneva, Ones Ke'en Aveda. I don't want to bring up old memories for those from last year, but that's what they say. The only time Yechayev, Hodebul, all of us feel pain, but Ones means Ones Ke'en Aveda. But Ones Ke'en Geneva and Ones Gomi are certainly possible. That's the Shita Yishana too. Therefore, on both sides, it goes, it's zek and eg zek. Look, according to Tosfos Shita, the Baba Kama, the Torah is here, Oda Mamadu. Okay? Oda Mamadu. Oda Mamadu. What's the name? If you are a, you will call it a Shaya, you have four cases. Shia, Aveda, Neva, Onus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Tosfos want to be here. These guys are Chayav and these guys are Potter. You with me?
Yeah.
What time did I get to say? Just like over here when it comes to my mother, you're always Chayav. So here, when it comes to us, you can let your army name. But the guy is what? He's Odom. What do you call him? Back Odom. Odom Ahore, we go, okay? Odom Ahore, we go. Or is it Caravan for what? A Chayav what? The best is, I guess, for example, they say, Kim is out there. What kind of case? All kinds of cases. Whether you're amazing, right? Whether you're so gay. Why? Because it's in time and moment. So whatever is time and moment, will be taken Kim is out there. Because it's supposed to stay out, or the moment is going to be there, you're tired, but then other than that, it needs to be what? Partner to the why human drive. What's the implication? When you're positive moment over here, when you're positive moment, it's so far removed from sin. When the feel of our lives we positive moment, so it's so far removed from sin, and then what would you say? The child. It's gonna be cheap yourself. You shut? Well the tire. It stands to reason. If you're putting here, you have to be tired here. So what time do I get? This is time that I get. This is March. Time that I get.
this line. Whatever you say about magic, you're puzzling the Kimber.
That's what it says, no? Makar behema lo chilakta bo yoros kayev 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 kayev. So too, when it comes to Kimle, makar abel, you must, but then it's potter for a moment. Whatever you kayev here, potter here, what's the corollary again? If you're potter here, kayev here. What's the shitty turn into an hour? What do you say? Why don't you say? Ask me a question. What's the question?
Lochilakta. If you go down the list, the guy, well, what's the most little here? Maybe it wasn't fair. Ain't a mischief, it ain't. Okay, so again, what does it say is more than a head? What does it say is more than a head? Huh? Oh, Derek, you live, Derek, you either, whatever it says, Derek, Aliyah, whatever it says, or no, what does it say? All this stuff is stuck in there. Even all the cases. You would say what? You're chayav on the magic, and you're potter automatically to skin leg. So if I thought you would take from the line head, but you're potter and magic, then you have no more time to make it. You have to buy time to make it. If you are potter, if you are a murderer in a matter of onus, or a machal shabbos in a matter of onus, whatever Easter, which would have theoretically led to be the other, and you done it on purpose. Now you're total honest to the extent that in Hilchos Ama Mazik, your father, then Hilchos Kippur the Rabbi, and you say, you're tired. That's the exact time to make this year. It goes together. What no? What no? That's the time to make this year there. Whenever we apply the principle that you're tired in Mazik, that same level, we apply Kimler.
Magic what?
Money.
Magic commandment.
Magic means money.
Do you apply it straight to the
Kimler? Of course, straight to the
Kimler. No,
it's just... Oh, I'm sorry?
It's mainly because
No. Yeah, of course. I do an action. Listen to me carefully. I do an action which in theory could involve the chiyuv mitzvah bez, if I did it on purpose. I do it in the matter of onus, gomer. Well, this is the bottom line, for onus gomer. Okay? Onus gomer, be careful. Onus gomer, onus tells us from the comment of Mitzvah, the din is from the comment of Allah, look it up, it's called Zion of the Beis, I believe, and the book of Mitzvah, I think it's Pei Beis, if I'm not mistaken, and it's the third. There it also says, that if a person is onus, being the neighbor, onus gomer, then he's not time to pay. So if I do an act of chiyuv misa, be it a murder, be it a tilos shabbos, be it a riot, whatever it may be, I do an action which with the wrong kind of kavana would land me up in the tefillah about that. Now I did it as an onus, total onus. So I haven't been discussing a monetary obligation out of the potter. Now we're discussing a visa obligation, so we say as follows, I'm so far moved from the visa obligation, but the time of the business is not a part of it. But what's the whole base of the time of the business? Just like when it comes to Machabehema, we say a chayav, no matter how far out of this to go, they just show me in the sky, and they're an aliyah, and whatever, still over here, the chayav will be lockable. No distinction is wrong. You say, oh, it's Kayev, Kayev, Kayev. So it was Kimle, but you did an act which could have possibly made you do Tavskila. But you did it well. Vishogeg, Vena Miskavim, Viposhea, Viaveda, Viderech Aliyah. All those cases, you would apply the principle of what? Kimle, Viderabamine. If you did a Chi of Misa, Vishogeg, Chayev Misa, Shogegim, Chayev Misa, in the Miskavim, Chayev Misa, Derech Aliyah, Chayev Misa, Viposhea, Chayev Misa, Viaveda. All those cases, Ken Aveda, we say Kimle. But the minute you go to Chayav Mitzvah Ken Aveda, or Chayav Mitzvah Onsen Mamish, as a Chita Yishona, just like you would have been talking to paying money, so too, we now have to turn around and say a Chayav, because you can't apply Tana to Bechizkiya. That's exactly it. That's exactly what Chita Yishona says.
is exactly what the Sheet of Yeshana says. It stops at that line. You can't say you want to magnify. Tucker can't say. If that's the kind of issue to Zera Shava, a hetnish, if you will, then even the kind of issue Shava would have been in, would have had a prayer. Kim and Ram is only by the Amish and one of the Amish. And Lo Yalta Amish and Amish. And Lo Yalta Kim and Ram. That's how much the guy's kind of issue is needed. How many pieces of Kiddush? The Kiddush is not about a lot. That's the sheet of Yishan and the Beirush. And how about that? So Rabbi Chanan says, when I asked you this yesterday, COVID Shira, Rabbi Chanan says, aha! But those who were my Shira, unless you remember, that is the Ramban. The Ramban, my favorite Ramban, we had it so many times. Whose favorite? Yehuda's Ramban. Oh, the favorite is the talent, the brother Ramban. We got nostalgia. So the Ramban says that, that you are chai, all the Mahamadic is when it says the Mishnah, all the world, the Olam, Ben Shokeg, Ben Mazes, Ben Er, Ben Yoshin, Ben Na-na-na-na-na-na-na, it means literally, with no exception, on the one of them. Remember that? Remember that? Shia Tahu?
Shia
Tanizah. So I go to sleep, okay? I fall off the mat, I'm sleeping here. Now I need you, no, no sleep. So some of us say we'll be sleeping. Okay? Some are sleeping. Quick. Some are sleeping. And then I'm sleeping. And so next to me, you gotta lie down next to me. And in my sleep, I get my kick. And I open the wounds and I cause a terrible damage. The famous thing that I'm caught. So I'm on the job. Okay. I'm sleeping. I put a glare next to my foot. And I dream that I give a kick and the glass break. Everybody's in a bother. Why? Look at my mind, my brother. All the wool, all of his shoulder gave him his name. All my brother. You know why, brother? He's an idiot. He's an idiot. Why did he put the glass in my foot? It's his fault. Somebody else's fault. But let's say it was nobody's fault. An act of God. Andrew. So Andrew blows me through your window. Not a joke, it can happen. If Andrew blows me through your window, I have to pay. Can't blame on the other guy. It's an act of God. That's what I'm about to say. See, Lush is a feeling rukos from Elio. Elio is used to be Hebrew for Andrew. Right? So we have to win Elio every time. So that's what I'm about to say. So therefore, listen, since Rabbi Chanan says, look, if the Ramban is right, then it's in the line of here. This will be what? Well, this is being told. For the Ramban what? Neva and Omer is Kaya. Therefore, what over here? Father, you wouldn't take it to the rabbi next. Beautiful. That's Rabbi Chanan said. Makes a lot of sense. That's in the COVID serum. Which one is it? Sadi Bob. One sec. So then the person quote another interesting case. I'll just mention it for a second. I'm going to pause it. What's it now? What if I cause damage, not because the wind blew me through your window, but someone held a gun to my head and say, break that window, please. You don't break my window, I break your head. We'll be in that case. You say kill the rabbi minay or not? Interesting question. Yeah, a little bit different. What?
How would it be in the door? You're breaking a window. You're breaking
the window. That's he tells me on Shabbos, please, do some action of kill the Shabbos and cause the damage. And I can't help it, but I have to do it. Question. What would you say here? It's better than Andrew, because here I'm doing it for Davka. I'm doing it because it's Torah that I have to do it. The mitzvah, not an aveira. When anybody.
Rambam,
so if you look at the Minchas Tinuch and Reish Tzadi Vav, he discusses this issue. What would it be? What
way out of it? And you, out of the red, break the window. Just to pay me or not? If you have to pay me, then I would say, take the rabbi at it. If you don't have to pay me, then not. That's what I would say to my department. You look at the big agenda. You have to do the Tosas, the Ilo Matzah Adur, which we've seen part of, but not all of. And then I'd like to see the Tosas of Ravashi and Lo Tricho. I want to see three Tosas tomorrow, the Kitzur. That's my agenda. How far we'll get, I don't know. That's the agenda. But just one more Nakuda for today. Rabosai. I saw in the state permission of Jerome quote something from the Shavuos Yaakov. Right? One of the Gedolei Yisroel. And I want to just tell you what he says. And add one more Nakuda. Take me a few minutes. Listen carefully. The Shavuos Yaakov says, listen carefully, the Rashi and Tosa Lashitosa. Listen for a minute. It's a question of Cheshvan. Guys, let me tell you about the Shavuos Yaakov. If you get it, you don't get it. Don't worry about it. It's really it's a sharp Cheshvan, but it's not that critical to the... Listen to what he says. He says, Rashi and Tosa Lashitosa. Rashi holds that Chai Be'kris is showing in a Chai. We discussed already a few times, right? We mentioned it a few minutes ago. Chai decrees the shogun is chai. Therefore, says the Shavuos Yaakov, critical to the... Listen to what he says. He says, Rashi tells what she tells him. Rashi holds that chai decrees the shogun is chai. We discussed already a few times, right? We mentioned it a few minutes ago. Chai decrees the shogun is chai. Therefore, says the Shavuos Yaakov, Rashi of Pshat in the Gemara over here, Vila Matsa Adur Amai Chayev, Nisa, Anusu. Why? Because he's an Ones, there's no Chiyuv Nisa, and because there's no Chiyuv Nisa, you don't say what? Kimlei Vidurabimine. Now he's going with the Mahalach, but what? By Misa Bideyadam, you would say like Tana de Bechitia. Listen carefully, please. Chai v'mises onsin is potter by mises bezdin, so therefore Rashi is l'shitaso, and chai v'kris shogin is chayav. So here too, chai v'mises v'dei shemaim onsin is avada chayav. That's why I said at the very beginning of this discussion. That onus is no worse than shogin. Oh. But he says, tos l'shitaso hold, and chai v'kris shogin a potter. Chai to the shogun is potter, says the Shavuos Yaakov, he came on like Rashi. If Chai decrease the shogun is potter, so too would Chai decrease onsen would also be potter. Therefore, Rashi told him to have a whole loop shot, which we'll get to tomorrow and told him to be. They couldn't learn like Rashi. But he claims that Tosis, the Shitoso, by Chai decrease the shogun, and if you quit onsim with shogun, Tosis couldn't know like Rashi. That's what Shavuos Yaakov said. Atkan. My just little ha'ora, in one more minute, is as follows. We say, vayt l'shitasa. But Tosis l'shitasa, as we just said before, that, oh, this is part of the moment. Tosis b'vakala we have over here on the board. And therefore, Tosis had to say that. Why? That's the only way for Tosis to get through our sugya, is to say that chayve, come on, Chayve Mises Elsin is Potter Me Mammon, and therefore what? Therefore it's Chayve over here, right? There's no Zin of Kimle, but Rabbinet. That's how Tosis is working with that whole Mahalach. And I thought that Rashi is Lishi Tos. Rashi, if you look above the Kama, the Sugi, the Adam, all alone, the Talmud, all the Ramban. He doesn't take it. Rashi never makes a fancy distinction between Kain Geneva and Kain Aveda. And if according to Rashi, who holds that even Chayvi Mrs. Onsim would be part to Shuat, Hanavivei Chizkiyah, as the Bukhanan said, so therefore you must say that what? And Chayvi Krisis Shogigin is Chayv Mamet. That's how Rashi learned. Therefore Rashi learned Shad, Onasu as far as what is Misa, because it would be Chayv and it'd be Chayv and Mamet. Tosfos learns, Idlo Matzei Lahavi Amay Chayev doesn't mean like Rashi said Misa. It means why you Chayev Mamin. It's Tosfos Lashit Tosto. What? I don't say have to, but it works out Lashit Tosto in Baba Kama Chazak. That's just an extra added twist. All this is fancy because Brian is one of the editors of dessert. Now both sides, let me tell you tomorrow. Again, you have Tosfos V'I, Tosfos Lo, Tosfos Ravashi. A lot to do. I don't think we'll finish it. We'll try to make at least almost finish. We'll try.
You have to try to figure out three
tells.
Three tells. That's our job. How much we'll understand the three tells in the names to be seen. We don't know what the job is. Okay? We're not going to complete the last tells today. We may complete the words. We're not going to complete the analysis for sure not. So we'll be still on this sugya, if you will, on our day tomorrow, even though there was maybe the words are printed in Amanalos. Actually, the Gemara even goes to Amanalos a little bit. Otherwise, you're on Sefavero, so we sort of, Okay, let's review the Gemara again. The upcoming time. The Gemara case is coming with the Rabbin, and if you have to put him in a corner for the Rabbi, the beast which tonight is the chorus. It's like take a Zohar Sha'achal Tzul. The Mark told you how to look at the detail. What's the case? The Fiyin Mammon can't support the Fiyin Misa. We know that the Kavar and the Rav Nehra was only the two Fiyin Mammon simultaneously. That's the Gemara Kashi. The Gemara says, after a series of other attempts, you have to talk about the Tophet HaBliyah, the last five lines of Amit Beis. Somebody put it down into his throat. Hey, you got it. What's the text? See the Matsu Azura. Ada. If he can expel it from the return of his will. So then, he should do so. He should do so. Okay. And if he doesn't, he has to pay. The Fiyah moment proceeds. The Fiyah moment exists at the moment that he could have still returned it, but he did not. Where the Fiyah means to takes place a little bit later. Oh, so the answer is he cannot return it. The guy's kicking so far down his throat that he cannot return it. Idlo Matzil Adura. Then, am I tired? Here's the big question. What does it mean, am I tired? If I would have given one more word, we would have known everything, but now the Gemara left it blank. So we have to figure out what does it mean, am I tired? Why is five tired? What? The Gemara never said. The Rashi says, am I tired? Miso. Honestly. Why is five miso? I stuck it on your throat to a place after they come, you cannot return it. So why is Chayav Miso? Don't forget, the case we're discussing, if we're looking for a potential case where the guy is Chayav Miso, he really should be Chayav Mammon too. And the only reason why he's not Chayav Mammon in reality is why? No? You have to come up with a case like that. That he's going to be Chayav Miso and talk to the Mammon even without killing the Rabbi Nehem. Or if it's going to be part of the Misa, whether or not it's Chayav Mammon, those are not good cases. You need a case where it's Chayav Misa and Chayav Mammon, and part of it from the Mammon to the Kinnah of the Rabbi. That's very hard to find a case, but we're working so hard. The rational and Pshat if he was stuck down his throat so far that he cannot return it, why is he chayav mizus? Now chayav mizus, and it's not the case we're talking about. We're talking about Zohar Shachal Tuma when he's not an owner. He's chayav mizus. We discussed yesterday, so we're not going to go into again, the issue of chayav mizus' own sin, and that perhaps Rashi here is Lishitoso and chayav grisus shoging in, assuming that owners and shoging are really the same. That's behind us. Just want to mention that as we got to this Rashi, and we discussed the other rest of the issue. Not Tosfos, but we need to start again. We already saw most of the Tosfos here to get. Vidlo Matzel Aduri Amai Chayav. Here's the Tosfos Amai Chayav Amai Chayav Misa. The Kosher the Luki, the Gong, when they're throwing him in the upper lift up, the Ashtavari Chayav Misa, Achagaz Lo Matzel Aduri, Umam and Nami Lo Mechayav, why not? We Lo Mechayav at all, we bear news. Lo Mechayav doesn't come later. Umam and Nami Lo Mechayav came into Lo Matzel Aduri, Ela, no, it's going on mail. Vahi shot the commitment out of there. Gavaldic! Hit the jackpot. You found the case. Bing! What's the case? The case is where I open my mouth and you put it down in my mouth with my consent. So I'm Chayav Misa. Even though the reason for the Chayav is even though I can't expel it, if I open my mouth wide, they try it. Stick that Truman out of my throat. Dentist chair. Stick that tumor down my throat. So prior to the dentist, the client sticks it down my throat. And it goes all the way down. But I did it near itself, I wanted it. So I'm presuming I'm Chayav Misa. I'm Chayav Misa, I'm also Chayav Momen. But at what moment do I should be Chayav Momen? At what moment? I'm Noah's grown old mayor, I respect by Rhesus on this lush, if you recall, I hope you remember this part. I know I was grown a umeya, that's different than the having to tail of etc. etc. The perfect case! The valid! A perfect case! No. The Chayav Misa and the Chayav Momen, both that I know I was grown umeya. Both. They're simultaneous. The perfect case. The perfect case of and the Gemara at this point says we don't have the case. I might have means the reason it's not the case. But this is just the justice of the Baal Kohen to Ritzono. That's the Rishkasha against Shita Rashi. Rishkasha. The Rishkasha. That's the Rishkasha against Rashi. All right. Fine. You'll ask me. He didn't do anything. Why should he be Chayav Misa? I go like this.
That's not a Misa. I open my mouth. Not Chayav Misa, but open my mouth.
But
if I open my mouth,
I'll Chayav Misa
that.
LMI, the dentist stuck it on my throat. But, so what? I was passive. So the Rishonim, for example, the Rosh, the Shittim, and the Vesim, they had two words of explanation. Shekain Nehmeh. This leads to a very interesting concept that you should be familiar with somewhere or other in Shas. We had it somewhere in the Shabbos, and we had it in the Shabbos. This Asek Bechalovim Barayas Chayov, Shekain Nehmeh. What does this Asek mean? It's a very important concept. This Asek is literally going about his business. Doesn't know what he's doing. For example, on Shabbos, you walk up in the street with a Mr. Rabbi, and you didn't realize something in your pocket. You never knew. It was put there by the guy who made the clothing manufacturer. It was happening. You have to be waiting for 5 years on Shabbos. You notice in the back it says, inspected by 7. Everything on the doing. Oh, unbelievable. But you never knew it was there. The pastas, you don't even have to do tshuva. You're a misasek. You have no idea. It's not an aver, the shogi. The shogi means that, you know, I forgot it was Shabbos. I thought it was an Eruv. I said, whatever. Yeah, I didn't know it. I'm not supposed to know. But the The person ate food. And every reason to assume it's kosher in the warrior cafeteria. And let's say it turned out it was smuggled in by some outsider, it really wasn't part of the warrior food player. It was really tailored. And it somehow ended up on the table, there's no way you can know about it. It was really on the top deck. You have to be a problem anyway. Okay, that is good, good. Good. And the Zazik Varayat, he picks a certain woman as his wife, and it turns out it's not his wife. That's pretty much how that happened, is beyond me, but anyway, that's what happened. And the case ended up being. So he thought he was doing a mitzvah. Turns out it's an Aveira. But it wasn't his fault. How's he supposed to know? He's chayv anyway. Why? Shekeinen. So now the love of the son that the Mepharshim give is like this. This Asek is not a Maisa. Not a Maisa Aveira. It's not a Maisa Mitzvah. We saw him quote it in Hilchos Shofar. It was Hashanah a few days. If someone hears Shofar, blows Shofar, and he doesn't know it's Hashanah, he doesn't know it's a mitzvah, he thought, made a mistake, that's one thing. The question is, which is of Kavana, which is dangerous of Kavana, it's also looking at Shoshana. If a person didn't know it was Shoshana today, or a person walking by and hears a noise and he thinks it's the noise of a donkey, that's good from Shofar, he's worse than an Ain of Mitzkavin, which is dangerous of Kavana. It's a misasek, nothing. It's certainly not Yosef. It's not a Maisa Mitra, it's not a Maisa Aveira, nothing with nothing. So why are you kind of a halakha right? Because of course, it's a place. The Kain, Dan, and me, you don't need a Maisa. The Anor itself is Makai. The Anor itself that you have, the halakha right, is Makai in a minute carbon. And by the way, statistically, that may impact a mitzvah as well. The Rana Rosh Hashanah says that even if you would say that ordinarily mitzvah Trichas Kavona, you have to do a Maisa Mitzvah, but if it's a Mitzvah Mata, where you have Anor from the Mata, then maybe you'd be good even without Kavona, but they explain the Rambam. Famous Rambam in Sefer Rosh Hashanah. Do you see the distinction between an action that is done with some measure of intent, whatever measure there is, or we call it an asset? Literally, you just draw them out of prison, he doesn't know what he's doing. So, I think the halom arrives, fire, you came in, and then you don't need a rice. If I stick it down your throat, you do nothing. Then I stick it down all the way, and it goes to, the male level, and I put it far enough, and it goes all the way down your throat, into your stomach. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum. You're like, there's nothing, I'm high of anyway. I thought it was me at the word of you, she came in. Yes. You didn't chew it. It's stuck down the throat. Yeah, not large, but large. If somebody put it down the throat, eat a little much as I do it, wouldn't that swallow it? If someone puts something down my throat to the point that I have no choice but to allow it to go down the rest of my... It's a different issue. Someone sticks something down my throat to a point I cannot expel it. La muscle I do it. I can't spit it out. La muscle I do it. Right? I thought can't get tired of these. Why? You didn't do anything. You can't say you chewed it. You didn't chew it. You can't say you swallowed it. It may have gone down his throat, but that wasn't... He didn't want it. It wasn't up to him. It was about carbon. If something's going down your throat, stop. 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 Can't stop it. Once it's going down, you can't stop it anymore. Yes. The fact that he had a no, he opened his mouth. He knew what was happening over here. His father didn't do a mice. Not considered how PLO not considered you a mice. He literally didn't do a mice. Literally, did nothing. Just like this ask, which halakhically is not a mice. Nevertheless, Yechayim and Chalav Marayas. So too, this after you literally didn't do an Isa, it's still chayv in Chalav Barai. Either you say the Hanos, you really did a Maisa, or I don't need a Maisa, depends how you want to phrase it, but maybe it's just, maybe a subtle form. Okay. Why should it be that Hanos didn't do a Maisa? Good question. Why should it be that this guy, Chalav Barayim, your kind of apartment, even though he didn't do anything, he didn't know what he was doing, his knowledge did nothing. Why? Good question. Hold on. If you're an owner, then you're not an owner. You have a father, owner, and father from generally speaking from all auctions. But here you are an owner, because you own your mouth. Owner didn't do anything. See, it's a funny case. I own my mouth. These people go down my throat. I didn't do anything. I own my mouth. You're not high meat in an apartment or anything, a car wreck, opening your mouth. At least they smack opening your mouth. Yeah? In the case of this Ase, so we say, I didn't do anything, right? But the Hanor that I have is considered a Maisa. There's no separate Ketur of Onus. If there's a separate Ketur of Onus, then perhaps you still come to the Ketur, despite the fact that you have some kind of Hanor. That's the assumption over here. If you wouldn't have opened his mouth, you would have gone, it would be possible. That's the assumption of ignorance. Despite the fact that something happened on earth. But the passion, the season, maybe it's not true. The season is the beast of the modern country. Guess what it is?
Didn't
some
say
if you're
didn't send a student that mice at all?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the students that you're dealing with your dad. You know he was doing this mice, but he was eating, there was a detail because of something else. So really he intended to send something.
He's looking at Laura Chavez, they're going to buy him bathe around there. The Gemara is that's also included in the Cairo of the Tzad. It's not supposed to buy a robe, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
that's absolutely true. But that's not too far off here. Okay? Yes, tackle the question which was just raised. I think it's an important question. Why, what the status is when someone sticks something down your throat and you didn't even, you know, not the open your mouth, the open mouth for you. Just sitting there, just imagine, just sitting there, and it's, hey you, don't move. You know, it's a fire, it opens up your mouth, and then it goes, sticks the shroom or the chela down. Once it's ready down my throat, I would never use chela past the shalom. I would never go to McDonald's, Khalila. But now that it's stuck this, cheeseburger down my throat, let's see how it tastes. So, what do you see, Tosha? Where do you get the Rav Law says, if the expression of Tosfos would get the idea, you would be puzzled. If Tosfos says, the loop goes to the zone of any upper soul. I open my mouth, hey, stick it down my throat, but if I don't, if he does force it down my throat, the expression you get from Tosfos is, so you would be puzzled, even if what he calls ball on the zone. So the question is the Sugya of Tzachim about this? You ever learn Tzachim? Who learns Tzachim here? Some people learn Tzachim? Not Chopei. The famous, world famous Sugya of Efshe V'lo Kamachame and Lo Efshe V'lo Kamachame. I don't want to go into all the fun of that Sugya, but it's the famous Sugya. You come across some of them. The person, take this one example. He couldn't avoid it, but he enjoys it. For example, a guy is passing by, he wants to visit Riverdale on Pesach, and he passes by the famous Stella Doro cookie factory, and right by the highway there, and it's a terrific smell, and it smell for a mile, and the big bakeries, and you know, you don't have any nose plugs. You gotta breathe, and you gotta inevitably smell something, this is impossible to avoid. You say, have to smell anyway, so I might as well have a little hanon on the mazer. I might as well enjoy it. But it's Pesach! And it's chametz! But, yeah, you can't have hanon on Pesach, you can't smell. That's what's called low, actually, you couldn't avoid it. But it's from a chametz, post facto, and as the smell is already in there, it's coming to my nostrils. You have to smell it. What's the difference? So the sugya is in the Masechta Tzachim, that's Papayim and Beit, a whole long sugya. We partner that it's awesome. It's possible, though, after the Kama Kavan is also. That's our case! The guy opens his mouth, sticks the cheddar down my throat. And I didn't want any of this. But once there's a Big Mac coming down, eh? But the Tzachim is not the same. And they don't know how to do it, these guys. You get the impression from Tosfos that you would be positive if it's the case. And then you ask, the floor asked, but the Gemara Tzachim and Tzachim and Yachai. One second. See, an interesting answer. Based on the Rambam, I answered the answer. You look at the Rambam, it was Chachola Pasur. In Perek, use Dalar, Locha, use Beis. He quotes two dinim. First, he quotes the din of Mistasvik, Valom, Chalom, Barais, Ischayer. Chayav Misa, Chayav Korban, Chayav. Let's read the bottom inside. Let's leave this point unclear. One thousand answer your question. Raman says, "Ha'ofa ma'afat ma'afolas asuras derech skolko k'misase av alpish on the skavan the gufa achila ho v'nena chayav k'mishim miskavan atma shal achila." That's din number one. Din number two in the same halacha. V'hanoya ha'bol al adam bal torko v'isur mikolo asurim kolo isurim, excuse me, him is kamein osur v'lo niskamein butter. Says the flaw, notice. The first half, the Rambam says chayav. The second half, the Rambam says osur. Why did it change? I could have thought of a few reasons. The flaw said, why did it change? Because it's Takanatai. Takanatai. That Hanoah, Shabol, the other Baltarko, it's an Israel right. But there would be no fear. And that would talk about the Israel. Well. No, for you, there are two different cases. In the first case, it was Achila, Macholas Asur. So Macholas Asur is, we say, left in the case of. This after the halal varayas chayav was chayav steel gum and puts halal in varayas means that he's a achilu he's a beer. But hanoya apolar bal karbo. What does that mean? Hanoya doesn't mean achilu a beer. And that means, I gave you an example, Stella Doro on Pesach. Oh, Stella Doro on Pesach, and it has, I can't, I have no nose plug. I'm driving my car in the vegan. And let's say, all right, so close the windows. Let's say, Window broke. The vertical. It won't be, you can't do it fast enough. Right, you see, you start to smell it all, but you take a lot out of that. Okay? Can't do it. Whatever you have to press the button.
Motorcycle.
Oh, right. Without a motorcycle. Without a helmet. I don't know enough about it. I know one thing about it. I say one thing about a motorcycle with me. I was a motorcycle in my life one time. I raised up this, but one time. It was one time. When I was in Tarrantley Avenue, it happened to have been, I think, on Pesach. I think it was Shabbos, something like Pesach, I think it was. I spent Shabbos in B'nai, the Shabbos in B'nai Brak, so I went to visit the pitch, I remember. The bleachers. The bleachers of the neighborhood. That was 25 years ago, before that the demographic explosion, but still little bleachers. But Sunday, I had to get back to Yerushalayim. And I had to go through then through Tel Aviv. It wasn't an hour about today, probably used to go differently. I don't know, but those days, they wanted to go through Tel Aviv. I didn't know yet Tel Aviv. So my Kavrusu would ask, no problem, I'll take you to the bus station. How are you going to take me? No problem. It's my motorcycle. I made the mistake of saying yes. I held on to dear life. He's going there, you know, on that big street there that goes to the neighborhood, just in front of the bus station, and I'm holding it. St. Philip, I haven't been there one since. I don't think he was wearing a helmet, and I don't think I was wearing a helmet. I don't remember anymore. But not the son of Saul, I said. I try to set my kids to find bicycles right now. I don't know if you see. But, I think safety is a very important consideration. I don't want to comment on whether it depends on how safe it is, but it depends on how the circumstances. Yeah. I didn't mean to say it that way. He's walking. He's walking past some of the... I said, don't walk there. But the Gemara hasn't sunk him. There's no other way to go. That's not considered lost. I have to get from here to there. I have to walk to the yeshiva. And I have to pass by. I don't go to the yeshiva. That's also the law. The question would be, I told you before, Hanoya means not Achila and Bia. The cash of mission says it even means Achila and Bia, the Pharisee. Right on there, Halacha Yisbeis. He says, Rashi learned Hanoya means the Suri Hanoya called Reach Shalakum, smell of a church or Pechamas and Pesach. Rabbeinu refers to Bechol Yisurim, even Achila and Bia. That's already a big kiddush, and even as still a beer, as long as it's Balparacha, maybe it would be Osir and not Chaya, because Balparacha is more cow than what? Than the Tazir. That's a kiddush. Anyway, this is a consideration within our culture as well. Now, let's Chazer over. The law says that the distinction between Baal Karaka and Asim. Rambam started off with Asim. Asim said Chayim. Then he moved to what? Baal Karaka. He said Asim. I would have said the real change is not Baal Karaka versus the real change is what? Achila versus Oda Hano. So the Rashi learned Sukkim. So because the Mishnah claimed that even an Achila and Bia would still be a distinction between, well, even Achila and Bia, the Rambam is talking about the second half. And if you take the word Oscar literally, the both the Kaya, if you combine that, it will be a distinction between the Oscar and Alzheimer's, okay. What's Alzheimer's? The Kaya's not for the Gemara. You don't start with Talmud machab and not machab. It's supposed that conveys the impression, Dr. Law says, that the person was had an intention to enjoy the Big Mac that's coming down his throat. It would still be puffer, but the guy stuck it down. Stuck it down. And the question is, what happened to the doctor of all of our eyes? What happened to the Indian of Eshavus? What do you call it? Low Eshavus from Makave. Also, one answer might be, it's Tak also. But it's not what? It's not Chayav. That would fit in with the Kesavishan's version of the Rambam, that even by a Chalovim and Arayas, if it's Bal Korcha, it's more Kal than Tzadik. The Big Kiddush. Says in a certain case by a woman, I say, if she starts to be of onus, never. Nanusa. And then, the guy's involved, he's a rapist, he can be put away in jail, he can be killed, he can be destroyed. Meanwhile, once she's in the middle of this thing, maybe she'll have some hand-off from it. Right. The human, motor reaction or whatever, biological reaction, that she may have some hand off. So the question is, what's this not going to get? Where has it cut? You don't have to. You know where it's cut? The Sefer Tzivos, wherever. Where? Let's see if we can find it. I think it's in Tzivos, Nun Aleph in the Beis. Take a look. Do an olive for a day. The Gemara is like this. It was a case of a woman who was anusa, and she's permitted to stay with her husband. The rule is, if a woman is adulterous, willingly, she's prohibited to her husband. That's what we call what? Right. Sota, right? It's a sota, right? We're not sure what she did. If she was adulterous, she prohibited it. If it was against her will, what's it in? Right. He loved his pasa. That is the problem. His pasa is against her will. It's mutta. That's the color. It is a big problem. We discussed earlier this year, in the case of Zibel or the pasa law, even if it's against her will, it's still also the color. So the Gemara is over here on the first wide line. On the first wide line. So the Gemara says, "Oh, that the Sarah one Eishim Hashachasla." So the Tami aims at Tzav from its killer at Tzav. He yells and screams and kicks from the beginning to the end. The Zliga the Rava, the Amar Rava calls it he lost the onus the Tzav Beratzo. At the end, she was Beratzo. Unbelievable Gemara. Afili Omeres Hanichlo. Let it be. And she says, she'll molay nizkakla yisof raso. That she's had such a good time that if he wouldn't have forced it, she would have hired him. That's what she said. Still move better. Doesn't matter. Move them anyway. My time up. Yeser albasha. Unbelievable Gemara. But once the woman is already in the middle of this act of bia, so it is such a strong yitzahara. It's just built for nature. She can't fall for this. And therefore, she put terrorists in the Bible. Unbelievable Gemara. I thought we passed them out of it, like Rama. The Gemara calls him Raisa. She's on the bus, Asura, the whole story. Well, you know, that's a unique case. It's the case of a Maitre Bia, where apparently, according to the Gemara's understanding, the woman in certain physical situations is just, beyond the control.
Why
matter of fact, this comparison of the is right beneath the surface. Let me explain to you how it works. Let's chazen. What did Rashi say? Amai kai of Misa, right? So what it tells me is, what do you mean? That's just referring to a case of what? Come on, help me out. So in a case of where what? You open the mouth, Mirtzon. You do it Mirtzon, you have a perfect case, says the reader. What's the perfect case? Let's chazen. Come on, we have to review. What's the perfect case? Yechai of what and what? Yechai of Misha, this is Ritzono. Yechai of Mamin, because you had the Hanoah. And the Misha and Mamin are the same exact time of Hanoah's grown over Meir. There's a bingo case of Kinem and Rabbin. That's the Reese Kash against Rashi. The good Kash. How do you answer Rashi? But the Shiti Yishon answers Rashi. That even if I open my mouth, I'm still treated as an oath. Why? Because she'd be the son of his, well, I didn't think you'd stick it so far down my throat. Oh, yes, you're an idiot. Why'd you open your mouth? So some sofer elaborated that it said, well, that he lost the Shia, the self of the owner. Hold on. Oh, the of the self of the owner, what's it in? We're looking for a case for what? The entire Misa and Mamma. So the consultant said that the loss of the Shia itself comes the entire Mamma, we learned from the Shia last year, but the town of the Shia in all the places. But he says it would be partner for Misa. So it would be partner for Misa. Slow. So the Pata Misa, that's why Rashi couldn't learn his Pshat. We're looking for a case that's what? That's Chaya Misa. We're looking for a case that's Chaya Misa. Hold on. Slow. Then, the Chassam Sofer says, but I think that's what I'm saying to you now. As the loss of the Shia, the self of the Ones, is part of the Misa, is against the Mepharish of Medrash Rabbah. In Parshas Nosso, in the Sota. Very often, I think it could be also in the Sifra, it could be in some other source, in the Shalmi. It's not only a Medrash. It's not only that. You see it elsewhere. I saw amazing verse in the Elder Zeder, Ben Yeshua. On that dock, noon hour from the days. And he also elaborates on the Kunchis Akron in the back. It's a very deep verse. It's a very deep. Think about it. Ben Yeshua, not stop. Ben Yeshua says like this, the Olam, he lost the Shia, the self of the what I just said? The loss of the Shia, the self of the onus was going to be Potter for Misa. As the Chassam Sofer said, the sheep and fly exception. The exception is the case of the Medrash Rabbah. You know why? Like this. Because it's referring it to a woman. The loss of the Shia, the self of the onus, that onus is not really an onus either. The end of the Bia, the woman's what? So we saw enough now for days, it's really Baruch. Except we say it's not a fool. Yitzra Albusha. Ah. It's true it's not a fool, Yitzra Albusha. That's in the case where it was the loss of the honest. Woman's walking in the street, and the Khalila and Anas run there, or jumps her. And he says, yes. And he says, well, can I walk into your room? He says, yes. Maisa Shehoya. Where? Capital of sin. Las Vegas, got a Mamaka Shah like this. And there, the business trip, that's the Magic Ryan. And then he said, she says, well, you know, before I knew it, I mean, I don't know. But she loves the Mashiach. Even if she claims that she tried to fend them off at that time, you know, but since she had her know at the end, so it's different. I kind of stand sure. This is discussion with the partner in this studio. So you are right, again, it's two fatulities. It's a good day. There's twice in a comment to the Svaras of the Mepharshim on this very day. On this very topic. Yeah. Right. So by Maman is Yechai, and by Misa, the Chassam Sovas is Yechai. But then it's... That's exactly it. So Chassam Sofer says you would be potter. You'd be potter, he says. And we're looking for a case announcement where you would be prior.